I almost forgot that I had something part of this today. I was so enjoying it all. Oh, welcome, y'all. So, it's Independence Weekend. Independence. You know, it's a reminder. You know, there's a lot going on out there about independence, but we're coming in here to remember that it's inner dependence. Yes, that's the way that we're going to look at it today, that independence. And the more we continue to contemplate and explore the universal laws and how they govern life, the more we recognize and know our inner dependence. And in The Science of Mind, it is written, real freedom means that man is created in the image of perfection and let alone and allowed to make the discovery for herself. Okay, he wrote it himself, but... freedom of will means the ability to do, say, and think as one wishes, to express life as one personally desires. Thank you, Rosie, for the beautiful reading. In the Torah, it tells us, of all created beings, human beings were made last. And why is that? The Torah explains it like this. Just as a host wishes first to prepare everything for the feast and then to bring the honored guest, God wanted all to be ready for people before ushering them into the world. I got that from a beautiful little book called Raising Your Children in a New Modern Jewish Philosophy. If you want the exact title, come and see me. It's something like that. But the beautiful idea, and along with that, is the teaching that there is no crime more serious than letting ourselves forget that we are precious. We must constantly recall our dignity. Yes, our value, our worth, and at the same time, remain humble in the presence of each other. So earlier today, we acknowledged some birthdays in July. Got a new one that I didn't know about. And, you know, it's a great thing that we do, that we come together to pause in the busyness of our day, to acknowledge, to recognize, to say happy birthday to someone, to celebrate an anniversary, to make those connections that we have. And holidays, including this one, are how we celebrate our connectedness, our flow of being together. And sometimes we are able to join in the momentous events for each other. And today is one of those days. So I'm very happy and delighted to invite Denise Ross to share about why today is meaningful to her. Come on up, Denise.
Mm-hmm. Well, good morning, everybody. So, first I must share that I've been greatly blessed by the loving and giving spirit of Reverend Patty. Her Sunday messages are amazing. Oh, God. And I find myself many times taking notes, so if you see me on my phone, I'm not texting. The way that Reverend Patty creates the space for community and members to express their hearts and share their talents, passions, and gifts is a true blessing. She is one of my loudest cheerleaders and provides opportunities for me to step into my greater self, and here this morning is one of them. So, 22 years ago, this holiday weekend, I walked through these doors for the first time. I must say, it was quite the celebration. The holiday service was a big production with music and a large choir that I'm sure a lot of you remember. I couldn't get a real sense of this philosophy, so I decided to come back the following week. As I listened to the message, I felt that I had come home, which is what I've heard a lot from many of you over the years. In line with the holiday, these teachings have opened my mind and freed my soul, and I can't believe how in alignment, well, I can't believe, how in alignment Rosie and everything that Patty is saying is just falling into line with everything I'm feeling. The philosophy and offerings of the center have dramatically changed my life and enriched it in so many ways. Over the years, the center has hosted many wonderful teachers and musical guests. I've attended several Science of Mind classes where I've made leaps in my spiritual development and have made deep connections with classmates. I've made leaps, oh, I read that already. At one of my earliest events, I met my first and very dear friend, Sherry Gordon, who is now living her dream in life in Olympia. Hi, Sherry Berry. I love you more. I've been blessed by several ministers, by practitioners, teaching classes, and I've made wonderful friends, and there's still more of you for me to meet. Early on, because I was so excited by all that I was learning and wanted to give back to this community, I accepted the invitation from Reverend Peggy Price to join the board, and that was back in 2005, I think it was. I've slept since then. Then I stepped away for a few years. Life happened and took me down a different road for a bit, but I still kept in touch with Sherry, and I'd still pop in on occasion. But a few years ago, I was nudged by Spirit to attend again on a more regular basis. And why do I share all of this? Because my heart is full of love and gratitude for all of you who have kept the lights on for me. Every person here, whether you've been here unceasingly, or a short while, or if you pop in and out, or if this is the first time you are here, or if you've gone away for a while as well, and came back, and even those who have left and won't be coming back for one reason or another, everyone who walks through these doors or tunes in now on Zoom for service and serves this community and center in some way, keeps this community alive and strong for others who may step away and return. While I was preparing what I was going to share today, I was reminded of the class in which I met Sherry. I was thinking it was a class with Reverend Dr. Rainbow Johnson, but wasn't sure. So I went down the Google rabbit hole trying to confirm it, and I found this article on Rainbow's website instead, and it fit perfectly, and I'd like to share that with you. There are five facts followed by each with a lesson, and it's called Lessons from the Geese, Honk Honk, by Milton Olson. As each goose flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the birds that follow. By flying in V formation, the whole flock adds 71% greater flying range than if each bird flew alone. Talking to you, Rick, bird lover. Seagull. The lesson is people who share a common direction and sense of community can get where they are going quicker and easier because they are traveling on the thrust of one another. Fact two, when a goose falls out of formation, it suddenly feels the drag and resistance of flying alone. It quickly moves back into formation to take advantage of the flying power of the bird immediately in front of it. The lesson, if we have as much sense as a goose, we stay in formation with those headed where we want to go. We are willing to accept their help and give our help to others. Fact three, when the lead goose tires, it rotates back into the formation and another goose flies to the point position. The lesson, it pays to take turns doing the hard tasks and sharing leadership. As with geese, people are interdependent on each other's skills, capabilities, and unique gifts, talents, and resources. Fact four, the geese flying in formation honk to encourage those in front to keep up their speed. The lesson. We need to make sure our honking is encouraged. In groups where there's encouragement, the production is greater. The power of encouragement to stand by one's heart or core values and encourage the heart and core values of others is the quality of honking we seek. time, thank you. When a goose gets sick, wounded, or shot down, two geese drop out of formation and follow it down to help or protect it. They stay with it until it dies or is able to fly again. Then they launch out with another formation or catch up with the flock. Lesson: if we have as much sense as geese, we will stand by each other in difficult times as well, and when we are strong. And I know this community does that. As I start another year's journey around the sun today and draft new chapters of my life, it's important that you know the profound effect you make to me. The profound difference you make to me. So I say thank you, my fellow geese, for keeping the lights on so that I have a safe and sacred place where I am always welcome. I can learn and grow and practice these science of mind principles. Thank you for allowing me these few minutes to share what was in my heart. And for this, to each of you, I say honk, honk.
Honk, honk. Happy birthday, Denise. Science of Mind teaches freedom is a divine reality. Limitation is not a thing, not an entity, but a belief. True freedom is the ability to make conscious choices in every aspect of our lives. All right, y'all. That means we are free to express and experience love. We are free to express and experience peace and joy and beauty and creativity and wisdom and all of those aspects that are God, that are showing up in us and through us and as us. We come together here for a purpose, do we not? Thank you, Denise, for articulating it so beautifully. The good, the joy, the love of life is to be shared. It's to be expressed, to be shared, to be experienced together. We do that when we come together here. It's not a no thing that we have this. It's an amazing, beautiful. It's profound that we have this. So one of the benefits, one of the great benefits and joys of being communicative beings is that we interact with each other and we share with each other and we tell each other what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Far beyond our purview, but we do it, and we are always at choice. So there's an actual transcript of an actual radio conversation of a U.S. naval ship with Canadian authorities off the coast of Newfoundland. And this was in 1995. The Americans: please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision. The Canadians: recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision. The Americans: this is the captain of a U.S. Navy ship. I say again, divert your course. Canadians: no. I say again, you divert your course. Americans: this is the aircraft carrier USS Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. Three destroyers, three cruisers, and numerous support vessels accompany us. I demand that you change your course 15 degrees north. That's 15 degrees north. Countermeasures will be taken to ensure the safety of this ship. The Canadians: this is a lighthouse. Your call. Yeah, baby. It's always your call. It's always your call how you want to respond to any situation. This is our greatest freedom, and it's worthy of celebrating every single day. The pathway to freedom is not by the destruction of others, but through a unique expression of the self. No two persons are alike. nor do any two think exactly alike. Similar, yes. Overlaps, yes. Exact, no. Since thought deals with the infinite medium, there is no limit to the scope of its possible manifestation. There is actually quite enough good to go around. Ever known that? Consider the possibility. Not until this becomes universally realized will wars cease, poverty be healed, and people learn to live together as human and divine beings. Consider it will not be universally realized until we, the individuals, do our part and understand for ourselves and practice in our own life celebrating our freedom from limited thinking that separates us, that limited thinking that withholds us and divides us. And this is not to say, please hear me, this is not to say that we give up our individuality. That's not it. This is simply why it is compelling and challenging us. We each are the individuals who experience and express the divine idea of freedom. That's how it becomes made known in the world. We take that which is universal, we embody it, and we express it. It can happen no other way. It really is an individual experience. The true concept of freedom is that there is enough to go around. And since we all understand this, my freedom cannot infringe upon yours, and your freedom cannot infringe upon mine. The good we wish to experience and enjoy, which makes for a betterment of all circumstances, more health, more joy, more beauty, more love, is a divine inheritance. And it is up to us to claim that inheritance. It is up to us, and we don't claim it out here. That's the tempting thought, is that we go out here and we claim it, but we don't. We go within and we claim it. We go within and we claim that which is ours to know, that presence, that power, that authority that is God within, and then we learn to express it out here in kind and generous and loving and beautiful and creative and mindful ways. We spend way too much time thinking about what we do not have and not nearly enough time celebrating what we do have. And we can learn better ways from each other. Many of us join our services and our activities here, and we come with a mindful, intentional way to be here. We understand that the true concept of freedom is that there is enough good to go around. And since good is universal, it really is available to all. But my freedom not infringing upon your freedom not infringing upon my freedom, means that we have to learn how to do this in kinder and better and gentler ways. And if there is enough good, and I think we can all agree, I have now said it three times in less than 3 minutes, let's just take it in. If there really is enough good to go around, maybe it's a problem of what? Distribution. We've heard this before, have we not? There is way more than enough out there. How do we get it to the people? There's way more than enough out there. How do we get it? Well, guess what, y'all? We are the way. We are the way that good is shared in the world. We are the way that freedom is made known and expressed in the world. We are that system. It is up to us to declare ourselves free from the belief in limitation. It is up to us to explore the idea, maybe that limited thinking idea. And if it's causing me pain or sorrow, or if it's causing me to judge, or it's causing me to be separate, then that's a limited belief, okay? It's a limited thought. That's just the quick litmus test. If we're feeling any of that, then it is up to us to go within and to go, oh, what within me is denying my divine inheritance? And then to be gentle with ourselves, to be kind with ourselves. Take the time. There is no measure of it. It's the willing heart. That's what matters here. It's the willing heart to say, okay, I gotta look at this. And even if that's as far as we can go, it's good, because next time we come back to it, we're going to look a little bit deeper. We're going to look a little bit fuller. We're going to look a little bit more until that limiting belief leads us to the higher idea that is right there behind it. Because we wouldn't have that nudge. We wouldn't have that, oh, this is not good for me feeling if there wasn't a higher idea already there. The higher idea is that that good that is God is everywhere present. It's expressing in and through and as each one of us. This is our greatest freedom, y'all. We can no longer hide from our desires and wonder why we are discontent, unhappy, and unfulfilled. Confusion and uncertainty cause the very power which gives us freedom to produce bondage. So we will start, will we not, by accepting our good. Accepting it. When there is good that is shared with us, to say, yes, thank you. Learn to be good receivers of that good. Learn, take it in and value it and appreciate it. And tempting as it is, don't hoard it. But give it. Give it back. Share it. Pay it forward. Each person, all alike, every single one of us, has been given the freedom to discover the power of God within. Haven't we all found ourselves in conditions or circumstances that limit us? To be set free is to be able to move to a place of peace, love, compassion in those moments. Every time we do this, we celebrate our freedom. Every time we are able to choose peace, every time we're able to choose acceptance, every time we're able to step back and say, oh, this too, it's part of God's life. We experience and we practice our freedom. How great it is to be set free from limiting thoughts that hold us back. How great it is to be set free, to live freely and fully, to give generously, to know that what we're giving is exactly the right thing because it's us, and to trust that. We celebrate our freedom every time we exercise it, every time we remember no one thinks our thoughts, no one else is speaking our words. So, let's celebrate our freedom today, shall we? Let's celebrate our freedom to express the divine presence that's within us, that's within you, that's within me, that's within all of life. Let's celebrate our freedom today. Thank you. All right. Bring back Lindsay and our guys.